Hans Bulmer Billy Sikorsky. I might as well just open up a vein right now.
You really? Upset, Bill?
Things are bad. Get me a broom.
It's a rough year.
Get me a broom, and then Boston Red Sox swept the O's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
This, I thought, really, seriously, mm-hmm. I thought when Buck Showalter
who?
Came to town.
Buck who?
Buck Showalter.
Big name, oh, right, yeah.
I thought when Buck Showalter came to town mm-hmm. that, you know, things were going to turn around.
Sure.
I thought, really, that I'd be, you know, in high cotton. That's what I thought.
That's what
and you know
thought,
what? And there's no better place to be, is there, Bill?
I've got to be honest with you, Rob.
Thank you.
The O's are playing the worst baseball I've ever seen.
Maybe their worst season
really?
Ever.
It's a nightmare.
Regardless, you're still in a better position than you have been in the last 5 years.
What position? What position is that, Oscar?
Well, you've got a
missionary.
You've got a winning
hey!
Record.
I don't have no winning record.
For the most part.
No.
What
they
kind
suck.
Of statistics well, are those?
Where'd you get your where'd you get
you're
your
over 500.
Are you smoking? No, they're not over 500.
The Orioles?
The Orioles are far from it. Are you smoking some kind of crack pipe?
Well, then why? How the hell would they beat the Red Sox if they're not that good?
They didn't beat the Red Sox. They got swept by the
I
Red
know.
Sox.
I know. Why would they? Why would you even think they would?
You're asking me confusing questions. I don't know. Maybe it's because
upset.
You're Uruguayan or whatever the hell no. you are.
I was Bill? Watching women's soccer.
They're Paraguay.
You know, now, don't get me started on women's soccer.
What's the matter
what's
with
the, what's the point with that? Mm-hmm. I got a buddy
it's
of mine, Chad Dukes, and I just want to say, we see eye to eye, Mr. Dukes, on that whole thing,
soccer.
Women's soccer. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, listen, what do you want to do? You want to watch the World Cup soccer game with the women? Or no, I think what I'll do is something more exciting, like go out on my deck and watch the grass grow.
No, but you do have, you can take solace in one thing.
Solace, what's that mean?
Comfort.
I realize my character is excitable, and he knows sports. He's got a big, thick accent, but he's not a total tar.
That's right. He knows
so
the
he knows
word.
Solace.
He knows
Does
Solace.
He?
Yeah.
You can take
so those other characters like Charlie, Bulmer.
Right.
I mean, Internet Radio Tommy.
Right. Yeah.
There it is, guys that don't know.
Are you
that.
Ready to write off this season?
I want to write off this season
because
now.
Because what you when
now?
Because you can look forward to NFL action with your Ravens.
That's if they get a meet in the mines.
Right,
the rich guys, you know, the
what
rich guys
your,
talking
your,
to the rich guys.
What is your take on that?
And my take on that is, you know, you got a bunch of money here. Mm-hmm. Here, oh, you want my take?
Yes.
Please.
You this got is a new sub feature called Billy's
you,
Take.
You got a hello. I'm Bulmer Billy Sikorsky,
right.
And this is my take. You got a big pile of cash.
Right. Uh-huh. How much?
You got that pile
like
of
how much?
Cash, huh?
In round terms, how much cash?
Conservatively?
Yes.
I can't give you an exact figure, but I'll give you a ballpark.
Sure.
Oh, roughly a gazillion dollars.
A gazillion.
You got a big pile
Chop
of cash.
Is it all in bills or are there any coins?
You're conjuring. That's what you're doing, Spiewak. You're conjuring.
I really have no place because this is Billy's take.
You got a big pile of cash.
Yes.
Work it out.
Right.
Good take.
Wow.
Work it out.
Pretty impressive.
That is good advice for
I'm
everyone.
I'm Bulmer Billy Sikorsky, and that's my take on sports.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
A little citrus. Maybe some strawberry. Passion fruit. And, oh, there's just like the faintest sousson of like asparagus, and there's just a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
Wow. Strawberries, yeah.
Good.
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Not the cheese.
Just try to be your normal humorous self, okay? The guy you were before the tailspin. Do you remember that guy? People love that guy. And don't forget, your novel is coming out in the fall.
Oh, really? How exciting. What's it called?
Come here, Moss. Come here. Do not sabotage me. If you want to be a f***ing lightweight, then that's your call, but do not sabotage me.
Oh, aye, Captain. You got it.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
Oh, no, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any f***ing Merlot!
Okay. Relax, Miles. Jesus, no Merlot. Did you bring your Xanax?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Monday, July 11th.
Yeah.
Wow. 2011. and we are over 7.5 million downloads and still growing. Our show is brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. Got unsightly tree stumps in your yard? The DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you to make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots. See it in action, and or click their DR ad on our website. All done, finished. Spot's over. I'm done.
Ah, too late.
Commercial's over. You were tardy.
I was tardy.
Wow.
You really weren't. I actually skipped the whole thing.
Skippity paragraph, did you?
See it in action with their free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com.
It's not an electric tool, so it will never arc. That's
right.
The beauty of it. Perfectly safe.
Well, let me just say, before we say anything else on the show, happy birthday to my youngest, Elizabeth, who is 14.
Wow.
14 years of age.
Oh, my God. 14.
I had a great moment. Now, one of the things Carl and I are doing when I get my kids, it's been a dog and pony show every time I get my kids every other weekend. And
right.
I'm the classic part-time dad, you know, got to plan things, got to have the circus going on, got to go here. And it causes me stress, and I think causes my daughter's stress.
There's some
sometimes
pressure
too.
To make those good weekends, to make it quality time.
Mrs. O'Mara, the current Mrs. O'Mara, says to...
3.0.
Yes, Mrs. O'Mara 3.0 says, you know, why don't we just live our lives... And do what we want. Well, I agree to that. I said, sounds like fun.
Makes
That's
sense.
The way we'll do it. And of course, lo and behold, living the normal life became, I have my kids, but I also have a 2-day golf tournament.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was the first individual to live my life. And Carla spent a lot of quality time with the girls. And really, I had 27 holes on Saturday and 18 holes on Sunday.
Wow.
And the only time I was going to get, and Elizabeth had a sleepover on Friday. So everybody's doing their own things.
Why
and it's 20, cool.
Why 27 holes in a day?
We play 5 matches, nine-hole matches.
Okay, I see.
Five teams.
Okay.
And so you play every team, and you get 3 matches on Saturday and 2 matches on Sunday.
Understood.
So, the only time I'm going to have to really celebrate Elizabeth's birthday is going to be Sunday morning. Because they'll be off Sunday afternoon, and Carla's meeting with her mother. We're just trying to make it all work.
Exactly.
And I decide that we'll do a Sunday morning thing. Well, there's nothing quite as fun as, I didn't mention that Catherine had a sleepover with a friend. So she was up till probably 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Her
sleepover
Saturday
if,
night.
If you think it was 2, it was 4.
Imagine my joy.
Trying
when
to
I got to do this on Saturday morning at 8:30,
oh boy!
One of the things we bought at the dollar store was an air horn.
Oh dear!
So after the sleepover, so this is Sunday morning,
and it's 8:30. I was up at 7. You know, I get up ridiculously early anyway,
right.
So I'm up at about 7:15, and I'd had some toddies on Saturday night, so Daddy was a little
and
green
Sunday
around
morning,
here. and we got up there.
Just to make the shake.
I drink
stop.
My glass, a full glass of full vodka, Sunday morning.
It takes the edge off,
and. I said, we went to the dollar store and got all the stuff while Elizabeth Friday night was at her sleepover. We bought all the stuff, went to the dollar store.
Right.
And I gave her like a little girl's birthday party, which was just funny.
Sweet.
I gave her the little tiara
she
had. I gave birthday girl the little ribbon she's got.
Sash.
And I put up the sign that says birthday girl in pink.
Nice.
Like, looked like the kind of stuff you would buy for like a 9-year-old's
party. We should save that for Buzz's party.
We absolutely
please,
should.
You?
And I do this, but the most fun, the one little trinket that we found at Five Below.
I hate that place.
Oh,
why?
That's a great place.
I love that store.
Okay, you know what? I might like it by myself, but to go with children?
Oh,
no.
Okay.
All now, right, I feel you there.
Not so good a lot.
Good qualifier.
But you know what? You do your own thing when you go with children. You just let them go, you know, run around and
grab
that.
No, because Julia starts putting stuff in a cart and then goes up and says, we'll take this, and he'll, and I'm like, no, no.
And he'll pay.
No.
Yeah, because, you know, because the parents are so low-key about the low prices, you know, sometimes it can add up rather rapidly.
That's the idea.
So we get this thing, and Carla, I think she spotted at this air horn. I said, let's do that. And I knew, I think I knew. 8:30 in the morning there. I don't know what time they were up to. Some god awful time. And I start out with a nyat, 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 nyat. You have never enjoyed hatred when you look at your 16-year-old daughter.
Oh, I bet there was a look of joy in their eyes.
And her 16-year-old friend who are summoned by air horn to come down to the kitchen table so they can watch the little sister open presents. I'm father of the year.
That's you sure awesome. Are.
Father of the year.
You are
and they
before
came
18 holes.
Before 18 holes.
Yes.
Nothing starts a day better than a little divide and conquer.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was. But I got my payback when I threw my back out on the fourth hole of the 18 the next day.
Ouch.
Played through it. Played the middle part of the back. Not the part of the back that doesn't allow you to walk.
Oh, okay.
So,
how'd you play? For that?
How long? Seriously, but Gus, how long have I been dealing with this ridiculous father-inherited back of mine?
I'm going to say about 4 years now.
I think
more than that.
Yeah, really? 4 years. I was going for 16, but
I can remember as an intern, one of the first times I ever needled you where you really got mad but still mm-hmm. laughed
right.
is when I said you were walking like Fred Sanford.
That's what I'm talking about. When I used to come to the studio and I would be limping.
Right,
and
it's
and
been
that.
Within this last 4 years that you had some kind of surgery in Florida, some kind of microsurgery.
4 or 5 years ago, I had a laser surgery.
Elizabeth!
And man, it just, this is one where I just, because it's a competition, and the last time I played any significant amount of golf, I was taken off the golf course, and I said, this time, F it.
This time,
I don't care if I go through paralysis, I'm going to play through it. No, I actually, it was in the middle part of the back, it just hurt like a, and here's how
did it cure your shanks?
I did this, I cured the shanks on Saturday.
Good.
So it's fine. But the way I can describe this pain, I did this on the edge today. This is the back pain. This is the way it feels.
Throbbing.
That's how it's just a no. It's a
jabbing.
It's an electric pain in a very specific area.
Did you?
That's it. That's exactly.
Did you have to adjust
like
your
the DR
swing
stuff grinder.
Because of the weight loss?
Yeah. And so no, I didn't. No, because of the back I did. I modified it, and I ended up shooting a pretty good number, which amazed me. I don't know how. But they say sometimes when you get hurt, you back off, and that's what you should do anyway.
You are the best golfer we know.
So it was,
it's always tough to golf with tears in your eyes.
Oh, I was so pissed. Because it was just like, oh, here we go again. Mm. And I'm either going to play this game. So now I'm just going to play this game and hurt every time I go out and play.
You got through it.
Because I'm a fighter.
Attaboy.
I'm a fighter.
That's why we love you.
On today's show, ladies and gentlemen, this is the headline I wrote down. This is me, Depressed Sunday Night. I am aging.
Our top story.
Yeah. I am aging. Let me see. I did want to talk seriously about women's soccer because
FIFA
got on the news feed last night. Was reading Chad defending himself against I guess a lot of people that are giving him crap.
Right.
On the Big O. And
I did
show.
Not see that.
I think
I
Chad.
See him
I just read a response for all the people that are giving me crap, which would indicate that Chad. Like me, some guys. The couple of the guys that were playing on the golf course started talking about women's soccer, and I'm like, "Oh my
well,
god!"
Well, it's the World Cup. It's not like
up.
It's a random game.
I know, but it's like
no. Actually, it is very much like a random game because I don't care.
There's breast groping.
Yeah. Well.
Well, no. Also, look, if you're not a soccer fan, you're not going to care. That's the bottom line. I'm not talking about women versus men or anything like that. It just wasn't an event for you.
Sport. Yeah.
And even if you were a soccer game, it was kind of tough to find. The coverage you get on the World Cup isn't the same as the Men's World Cup. And that's just very clear.
Exactly.
And there's a reason why that is. It's because these women are, at the end of the day, they will always be perceived as less. They are worth, and they play. They don't play as well, and they don't play as dramatic as men do. For the most part.
Weren't there like 3 goals in the whole thing, and they were all scored by Brazil?
No, it's really the storyline behind the match is what made the match so historic.
Get ready, America! Here comes the storyline.
Is that Brazil has the top 5 players in the world, arguably on their team? And
are any of them hot?
Yeah, they're very pretty. Yeah, that's what you probably like. Okay. Pretty good. Shocking. Some of them,
you do an image
some women do look
Brazilian
like men
soccer.
That do play soccer, but a lot of women are very cute. Mm-hmm. But regardless, so there was a lot of controversy where there was a lot of calls that were going in Brazil's favor, not the U.S.'s favor. Mm-hmm. There was a penalty kick that was blocked, and the penalty kicks almost never get blocked. And then they said that someone was offsides or there was a penalty, so they took that away.
So you're all
the
in
U.S.
on this.
Battled wait, back at the last minute. They
I
battled
have the
whole time.
I
Please.
Have the clip.
Thank
Here's
so
the thrilling conclusion of the game. This would tie it up and allow the U.S. to win in their equivalent of overtime,
yes.
right?
Okay. Now. Rapino gets a crossing. It's towards one man. Oh, can you believe this?
A header. If you saw this, you'd be amazed.
To tie the game?
To tie the game.
In this World Cup.
Okay. You're working on me a little bit.
A header to tie the game in what seemed that took forever.
The reason I agreed with Chad is because one of my playing partners, I think he said something along the lines of, anybody following the U.S. women's soccer?
Yeah.
And when he said that, my reaction was just like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Because you're already in pain. You don't need that.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
It doesn't sound captivating, but when you see the game, and some of these, this is the thing, some of these games, like yesterday's game, regardless of how you feel about women's sports, they should get their due not just because there was a women's national soccer team. It's because they played beautiful soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful soccer, I'm not talking about the passing. This, I'm talking about the dramatics of winning at the last minute, going into penalty kicks, and then winning in penalty kicks after it seemed like the officials and everybody else, it was everybody against the U.S., it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
And as a Patriot, it was amazing to see this happen. Not that we don't have great relations with Brazil, but as a soccer entity, the U.S. is looked down upon.
We got any pictures of them?
And Brazil's
a
powerhouse.
You're not going to be impressed.
Brazil normally waxes the competition.
Look easy, you.
Look at number 20.
Oh, my God.
He's looking at the pictures of the U.S. soccer team.
The Men's World Cup, that was like a couple of weeks ago,
right? Is this Brazil?
I think they switch every couple of years.
Is this the Brazilian team?
I think that might be the U.S. World
Cup. That's what the Google search
is. That's the U.S. team. That's the U.S. team.
The Brazilian team.
Sorry.
Hey.
Foul.
Come
on.
Come on now.
But I'm telling you, if you even looked at the highlights, you'd be pretty impressed.
Really?
Yeah, and there's
the headshot was great.
I can get into soccer occasionally. I remember I was in Ireland one time, and I was watching Ireland play, I think, Holland.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I watched the whole thing. It was a 1-0 game. Yeah. there was some hops and barley
involved. Sure it
was. But it was okay.
Well, also, let's think about this. How many times have we watched Olympics, and we could care less about the sport, but we look at that little flag and that name next to it,
right?
And we're like, wow.
I know,
Let's watch.
I think it's a soccer thing. It's just,
I agree.
The game soccer, it's just not. I like hockey because it's also low scoring most of the time.
Yes.
But it's fast.
Hockey is
fast. What I like about it. So that makes up for the low scoring. Well, also, I played it in high school. But I mean, that makes up for the low scoring because it's so fast.
The
pitch is the size of 7 football fields.
It's huge, and there's so much running and so little return on it. And when you mentioned the Olympics, I think what's happened is NBC, who has them again, has done a really good job of compressing events.
Yes.
So you're not investing 3 hours.
Sports.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? That's really great television. It's not really good for the fan, but it's very palatable and really easy to watch.
I understand that, but I will say that if you don't like soccer, you probably don't care about this. But there's got to be a part of you as a Patriot that's excited that we're moving along.
Like that.
And it's basically a walk-off home run is what you saw yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. I understand. I suppose if I was sitting there, it was the combination of circumstances that I just said. I read what, I did what I don't like people to do. I don't like people to judge sports.
Yes.
If you like it, you like it.
Right.
But at the same time, my reaction was just I was kind of forced. Soccer was forced on me with my nephew.
Okay.
He was a Division One Colgate player.
I remember that.
And we went every time.
Remember
we
you talking
went,
about
soccer.
That, yes.
The only time I could see my family is if I wanted to see
There's
soccer.
There's a team photo.
All right, team photo right here. Going to take a look. Okay, we're going to go. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. We've got about 22 players. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Well, I thought he was counting mustaches.
I'm going to go across the... I will go across the top row. We will put this on MichaelMaraShow.com.
Yeah,
I will go across the top row. Oh, my God. Number 12. And by my yeses and noes, the doability factor. Okay.
All right, very good.
So here we go. No, 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 no.
Do you think they look
yes. to make me go to rehab?
No, no, no. Bottom row.
Nice tippet.
Man.
So, yes.
Then. Number 10 is a man.
But a good-looking man?
Bottom row. No, no, no. Uh-huh. Maybe. Okay. No. Maybe. Definitely not.
Oh, dear.
No. No, no. Yes.
Okay.
Two yeses, two maybes.
There you go.
But, boy, not really good at all. Mm-hmm. Not talented at all.
Maybe I
we'll put that at MichaelMaraShow.com. Play along at home.
Impressed by
can.
Their talent.
Now, another thing we want to talk about. So, Steve Goldstein is meeting with Mark Ronick.
Hi.
Is he going to try to hire you to be a salesperson?
I suggested a meeting.
I don't trust that.
Where do.
Who's Steve Goldstein?
I really don't.
Into him?
Very
I
nice
don't trust
man.
What's that?
Who's Steve Goldstein?
He's a sales guy that poaches all the people that are around me.
Okay.
Like no. he take give Buzz gives Buzz all these opportunities, never gave me one.
Damn him.
After I interned for the Don and Mike show, the following January I had a month off of college and I went and interned with the sales department at WJFK.
Oh, you worked for Steve.
And he was the guy that they assigned me to.
Oh, I didn't
know. I wonder why.
All right.
Small.
Okay.
Are you see, nervous? What are you nervous about?
See if you can get him to do that thing where
Why
you know, get
I'm
somebody
meeting?
To okay. All right.
So you're not into soccer, you are into soccer.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not, and women's soccer, it's just like
one more removed.
It's even harder.
I mean, I'm not sexist. I'm all for I don't want to say what's going to get people pissed off. I'm all for women's sports and all. I just don't choose to watch them. Mike is very big with women's lib.
The women's liberation. The women's
lib. Well, some people say they're not as physical slash competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, I like
but,
so,
but yesterday's match would say otherwise.
Really?
If you're a soccer fan. Mm-hmm.
So it was a good match.
It was a great match.
And you were digging it. You were watching.
I loved it. My whole family was watching.
Yeah, but I mean, you're from Latin America. I mean, you're from South America.
Again, I said if you don't like soccer, you wouldn't care about this.
Right.
But you have to, regardless if you like soccer or not, you're a fan.
I can watch a soccer game occasionally. I can, you know, it's not, they're not like certain sports that I cannot watch. I cannot watch women's basketball.
No, women's basketball is tough.
What if they wore heels?
If that now see,
no, now I'm watching.
I like that.
Me too.
I like that. I like cheerleaders.
Yeah,
but I feel, look, you're not saying anything. Not sure most guys aren't making right now.
It's a great sport.
The majority of I think of American men, just that's how they feel, and it's unfortunate but true.
Americans are resistant to soccer. Have been for a long time.
Well, I don't know what I think it is because running, and it's just all the time so little scoring.
And you know what?
So little scoring chances.
I've dodged it with my kids. They have some interest in sports. Julia likes softball. Robert likes tennis.
Right.
But I've been dragged to cousins' soccer matches in the morning.
I used to go to hundreds of soccer games.
It sucks. And if you don't really have a rooting interest for a kid,
oh god,
you really just want to take the gas pipe.
Yeah, and then mostly you're going to say, oh, how many times you touch the ball, little Jimmy?
Yeah.
Once in 7 hours.
Yeah, I had an assist seven games ago. What?
Little kid soccer is just get me a gun. Yeah.
You have coaching experience.
Oh, my God. I do.
It's horrible.
Mark has coaching experience.
They have trouble focusing, don't they?
You play soccer in high school?
No, I didn't.
He coached kids, though.
Yeah,
but
I did.
The kids lose interest, don't they? They sort of do.
Well, the younger ones do. They quickly show you who actually is going to be interested in it and who's not at all.
And who's out in the field.
I've watched it. I have watched it now. I'm talking live. TV, you can watch it a little bit. I've watched it from like the little bitties, you know, little children playing all the way up to Division I college, okay?
Yeah, but it because it's perceived. Well, first of all, there's a certain art to soccer, and I'm not going to sit here and try and defend it.
No, I know about the settle, and I know about the dribbling and all that.
It is perceived. It's not. It's a low-tier sport.
Yeah.
It's a low-tier sport.
Right.
Imagine if we didn't have American football. Imagine if we didn't have baseball.
That very well may
happen. Even one of those sports.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't have those, all these amazing athletes that might have played soccer till eighth grade, and they realized the cool factor was in American football, NFL football, you know, peewee football. Imagine if those guys played soccer. Mm-hmm. We would have some of the best athletes in the world. If LeBron James played soccer, we would have some of the best athletes in the world on the pitch.
Right.
Unfortunately, we don't. Some of them choose to forge through it and go against the grain.
I also don't understand the rules.
What if Sonny Jurgensen was a soccer
player?
What's
that thing where they all line up in front of the goal? Shoulder to shoulder, and
well, that's usually
that.
When
the guy tries to kick it over
there. When
there's
a free kick, you're trying to block the free kick from going in the goal.
Silly. I think that's when they're posing for the team photo.
What if they looked like this, Mike? What were these? Were their uniforms?
Oh, there we go. That's lovely.
These would be nice uniforms.
The sexism,
then I'd watch.
The sexism that comes from soccer
in
Latin America.
They wore
amazing.
Thongs.
Yeah.
Yes.
How wonderful
is that? Isn't
that
nice?
That is delightful.
Very wonderful.
Where'd you find that?
When I was Googling Brazilian women's soccer.
Man,
I think that's a different Brazilian.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Boston trip, and we need new swag.
We do.
We'll talk about that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June.
Man,
we stood beneath
could listen to this all day.
Moon.
You know, whenever we do our next road trip, we got to play this song.
You got it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have the CD, Come Fly With Me? Frank and his Swing Ding Dingiest.
Gee, I'm not sure.
I should get you a copy of that. I should buy you a copy of it on Amazon.
Sure like me the Frank. Our second segment is brought to you by the artists at M.C. Ginsburg Jewelry.
Yeah.
M.C. Ginsburg is art that's sometimes jewelry.
Right.
Okay. Okay?
Okay.
From wedding rings to hood ornaments, okay? Wedding rings, hood ornaments, door knockers, a necklace for your dog.
Anything like that.
No, Frankie, we're not getting you that. M.C. Ginsburg is a custom fabrication house all the way up there in Iowa.
Yeah.
And they are staffed with highly skilled artists. It's the height of customer service. You dream it, they make it. Nothing's too silly. Invest in your imagination with the designers at M.C. Ginsburg. Visit their website at mcginsburg.com. They really do make masterpieces. Buzz, you've gotten some stuff from them.
I purchased some jewelry, some custom jewelry that they had designed
for your lady,
for my wife. I know Rob has shopped there as well.
They did an amazing thing for me. I left them my wife's wedding ring and wedding band, and they designed an add-on piece that is for our 15th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it was all one unit. They matched wow. the gold. They matched the diamond.
Right.
They did an amazing job, and they all did it via email.
They may, and they made a coin for Tab Patterson, and that's the point of this, is they make all kinds of things, not just jewelry, but coins, hood ornaments, whatever you need.
Yeah. These are our friends that we met through KCJJ out yep. in Iowa City, and we went to their jewelry store, got to see their stuff, and really fabulously nice people, and they do an incredible job, and they do it at a reasonable price. So very we would so. Love you to patronize MC Ginsburg. Go to mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website.
We got to see their stuff, and they got to see RJ's stuff.
That's right. Attaboy, Kinsey.
He's our artist.
Yes. Skinny RJ.
Super nice people. Look
dropping. At his face.
Yeah.
Look
yeah,
at RJ's face.
His face. His face. All right. Boston trip. Let's get an update on the Boston trip. We are going to...
Cleary's.
Cleary's.
Yep. Yes.
Where is Cleary's?
I'll pull up the address for you right now.
All right, the address. We're planning on doing it after the game Friday night, August 5th. Oscar and... and RJ and myself, it'll be Oscar and his date and me and RJ. Yeah,
probably my brother.
113.
Really? Don't disappoint me.
My brother has a lot of very pretty friends.
I will.
Men or
let
women.
Me tell you, let me yes. tell you this right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
If you, don't know boy me, if you bring doctor, that doctor lady.
Oh, the anesthesiologist.
I will make sure that. I will make sure that she is so impressed by you.
Really?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Probably not going to happen.
No. No, F you.
He was using right. his Gene Simmons
no,
voice.
No, I'm sorry. I wish.
I know. Yeah.
Look, I'd be amazing.
And I would use the Gene Simmons voice for the entire evening.
I know.
Like Oscar would introduce me. Hey, this is Dr. So-and-so. I'd go, hi, this is nice to meet you. This, you'll notice that up here we've got our own special... we've got our own very, very special concession stands that we will be able to enjoy our own beverages. You're sitting next to a man that I have tremendous admiration for. Hopefully before your date ends, doctor, his pants will mysteriously fall to the floor. That should be it. And you know, the older that Gene Simmons gets, the more he's looking like Jackie Mason.
Yeah, right. it's getting that way.
Hey, right. Oh, yeah. So we're going to be in Boston at Cleary's.
Yes.
They know we're coming.
They do, and it's 113 Dartmouth Street.
113 Dartmouth in Boston, Massachusetts.
Right.
We would love you to come out there. If you're a Yankee fan, if you're a Red Sox fan, doesn't matter to me. Come up and say hey. Mm-hmm. Meet Oscar. Meet RJ, meet me, and we want to get as many people to this place. If you know people from New Hampshire, if you know people from Vermont, if you know people from Maine, we want you, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Englanders.
Short plane ride from New York City.
Please
that's
come
right.
to Boston.
Please come to Boston in the summertime.
Right.
And we would love to meet you. It should be a good
time. It's right near the Back Bay T station. It's okay. right there. So you can take that right
Who
in.
Who doesn't want
like.
To take the and, nice and, smelly
and,
tea?
And by near, it's, I'm talking maybe a block away.
Very good.
It's perfect.
And now, when we leave Fenway, how close is it to Fenway?
About 2 miles.
2 miles?
Maybe a mile and a half.
Okay, so we might have to hoof it.
Hoof it?
Yeah. Cab it. Short cab ride.
Cab outside of Fenway. Tough thing, baby.
Mm. Not if you leave in the fourth inning.
Thing. Yeah, if we leave in the sixth, seventh inning. We'll work it out. So Cleary's, cool place?
It's a fun place.
Is there a website?
There is a website.
Is there a picture of Cleary's?
They have many pictures. I'll try to pull up a good one here for
all right,
you.
Very good.
And it's got
I'd like to see Cleary's with the Brazilian soccer team.
Yeah, multiple bars. And you're going to love it. You're going to absolutely have a great time.
Good. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know. Getting Mike to have a good time at a Red Sox game might be kind of a stretch.
I am really like a small... child
okay.
when I'm walking
there. What time do we pregame?
I think it was going to be
there
7 o'clock.
7 in the morning.
You're getting there. That's early for pregame. That's
well,
it. You're going to be in Boston at 7?
Yes.
Well, we could do a din-din. We could do a din-din, like an early din-din for get some real chow before the game.
Whatever you'd like.
I could take you to my all-time where my dad looked at me and I said, boy, I wish we could go to the game tomorrow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And my dad looked at me and all of a sudden I looked in his eyes and went, oh my God, he's thinking about it. And I remember that being the greatest moment of my childhood. Yeah. I go, he's going to actually think about staying in Boston. We're going to go to a game tomorrow. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Cool. Oh my God. This is so spontaneous. And we ended up doing that. And that
wow,
was at Jimmy's
wow.
Harborside. Jimmy's Harborside, which is and it's the first time I was ever in a restaurant where the waiters came over and didn't write anything down. They took the table for the whole. Yeah. Now a lot of people do it.
All your favorite places are owned by Jimmy's.
That's outside.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, that looks really very rustic. Very, very cool. Boston bar.
Right?
Yeah,
cool.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. So we're going to be up there.
Do you want to go?
What's that?
Do you want to go to that restaurant?
Yeah, I'd love to go to that restaurant.
I think the one time we went to Boston for that beer thing, I think you took me there.
To Jimmy's?
Yeah, it was great.
Yep, I did take you to Jimmy's. Do you remember that?
I don't want to go anymore.
Very, very old school.
Rob's
here's the inside.
That was going
to
be our thing.
I wouldn't mind going to Durgan Park, too. I'd like to go to Durgan Park.
Wherever you want. I have lunch with my brother and his fiance.
Okay.
And then I'm free the rest
of
the day.
What is Durgan Park?
I'm getting in at 2. I'm going to get in at 2 o'clock.
Gay cruising area.
Durgan Park is a place for roast beef where they are known for their brusque servers.
Oh.
Very brusque servers.
You know? What do you want?
It was kind of that. But apparently some very good roast beef. Kind of touristy, but I don't know. I'll think about it. I'm excited.
Yeah, you're pumped.
I feel like there are a lot of shows to do between now and then. Tedious.
What are you more excited for, Maine or the game?
The game and then the whole thing of driving up to Maine. I love to drive up there. But I love to drive from Boston to Maine.
Yeah.
The drive from Boston down to D.C., you can shove it. I cannot stand that. So the idea that I'm being allowed to fly up there early, hang out with my pals, and I also am going to pace myself. Wink, wink.
Yeah. So what's the date again? Once again, the date.
August 5th.
Yes.
That's a Friday night in Boston. And let us know on Facebook. We'll set up a Facebook page.
I'm doing it right now.
We'll have a Facebook page where you can tell us if you're coming. And New Englanders, it's that part of the world. You want to come up and just hang with us? We're going to make a night of it. Should be spectacular.
I got some Red Sox gear from the Nike Town Store, so I'm ready to go.
Did you really? You're going to wear some Nike gear. And I love the seats we have. We're high above Fenway Park. It should be a lot of fun. And A-Rod's not going to be playing. What a shame. Because he got injured. So anyway, there's
20 players missing from the All-Star game this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they blow it off, don't they?
Well, Jeter's blowing it off. Class move, Derek. Right. Also, a lot of injuries, and it's just like a lot of the A-line players are not going to be there.
Well, that's you know what? The one thing, tonight's the home run derby.
Yeah.
And man, I tell you, it is ESPN at its most obnoxious.
ESPN-iest?
And if I have to hear Chris Berman every single home run, you get guys that are getting up there at the home run derby that are hitting 10 to 12 to 14 home runs.
He's got a hook.
And for everyone, he's got to go bang, 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 bang. And it is just, it's so obnoxious. I can't stand it.
You've hated it for years and it's not getting any better.
No, I love, see, that my dilemma is I love the home runs, but I cannot
you
stand
hate the presentation.
The presentation.
Turn down the sound.
I don't like the made for TV event.
What you should do, Mike, is turn down the sound and listen to Sonny, Sam, and Frank.
They should do it. My mom, I just wanted to tell this story briefly because I was on the phone. She sold her house and closed on it, I think, on July 1st. And, our house has been paid for up in Connecticut for a million years because they're old. And they sold it to actually provide the money for my mom to move into this assisted place.
And they were able to get the money back that they paid for it.
They did. They were able to get their $26,000
back. I think that's really great.
Who bought it, do you know?
A young couple with
the Asians.
The Chinese.
The Chinese. Oh,
the Chinese.
The Chinese government.
You sell a good house to me.
And it was funny. My mom at 91, I pray that I have her gallows sense of humor at 91. She goes up to Maine with my sister. And they had just sold the house, and they got the little windfall that comes with it that's going to be used to keep my mom, hopefully, for the rest of her life, very comfortable and very happy. I hope that works out for her. If it doesn't, she's out of luck. She's
on
the street.
I understand.
Back to work.
My mom went up to Maine and forgot her blood pressure medicine.
Mm.
And my sister comes down the first morning. I said, what's the matter, Mom? I forgot my blood pressure medication. And my sister says to my mom, well, can't you, is it that important, or can you go without it for the entire week?
Wow, really?
And my cousin Johnny is a doctor up there, and they called Johnny. He was up there, and he came over to the house to see. Yeah. And when Johnny walks in the door, the first thing my mom said, Johnny, what do you think about this situation? I just sold my house. I made $300,000 on my house, and now Kathy has already asked me to stop taking my blood pressure medicine.
That is awesome.
That is too good.
She's trying to kill her. And I think, man, as long as she can still do that, you know, and lay that trip. But that's my sister for you. Anyway, so she got her blood pressure medicine.
Did they actually get her blood pressure medicine or a photograph of blood pressure medicine?
The joke lives on.
Way to hang in there with that.
I'll never give up.
Okay, swag, gentlemen. Anybody, we do this periodically on the show, and I think we've gotten some hits.
Yep.
And we've gotten some sort of misses.
Very few.
Very few, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the S&D shirts were incredibly popular. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then when we switched to the run of the gray ones, very, very popular.
Like those, yeah.
Yep.
And then when we had... How were the hoodies? Were the hoodies okay?
They were so-so.
They were so-so, right?
Yeah.
The hoodies were not the hit that I thought.
Me too.
So my question is we have this discussion right now. We need, in the next couple of weeks, we need to think of... something new. Now, I appeal to our vast listening audience to give
us stuff. They pick up on stuff.
But I'm looking for something really, really unique, really special, something that would be fabulous.
All right. Julia got something. She went to the McLean Bible Church this weekend.
She did.
It's a big organization, Mark, and they worship there.
Okay. Why do they call them Bible churches?
Because it's...
I mean, it's a church. They study the Bible. Why do they have to say Bible church?
It's the fun church, Mike, and I heard all about it from Julia.
It's like saying I'm going... What school? I'm going to the Auburn Middle Book School.
Learning School.
Learning School. Right. Learning School.
Well, Julia loved it.
I'm going to the food restaurant.
Oh, I love that. I'm also going to go to the drugstore guy that sells pills.
The book library.
Doesn't Bible church have a little neck connotation to it? You know.
Oh, but it's fun.
Bible school.
It's very fun there because this was Bring Your Friend to Church Day. Next week is
very nice.
Dress up as someone from the Bible Day. Mm-hmm. And somehow Julia won a prize at church.
They do that. Yeah.
Now, this is probably
they
not good.
They do what?
Well, these Bible churches, they're very big on attendance and anything commercial, and they have contests and games and bands and you know, they make it very show busy.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. Julia brought the greatest piece of swag home. It really doesn't suit us, but I wanted to talk about it. It's a rubber tomato, and it's got a green stem on top, and the color red is exactly like a tomato. I thought it was a real tomato.
Right.
And she came up to me and she said, "Dad, look," and she squeezed it, and I thought it was going to squirt tomato everywhere. And it's like a gummy toy. It expanded, but here's what I didn't know. You throw it against the wall, and it sticks.
Oh, I love stuff to throw at the wall and see if it sticks.
I love this. I told my father about it. He says, "We must have these."
Mm-hmm.
How do we get them? I said, "Well, I'm not going to church." He says, "Well, get online. We'll buy a dozen." So I will find one of these.
I don't
know. How about a Mike O'Mara throwing tomato?
But I do, you know what? I like the idea. I like the idea of the novelty item.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whoopie cushion.
I was thinking.
Fake poop.
With our faces on it.
You know those little Jesus statues that go on the dashboard of all my people's cars?
Right. Yes.
One of Buzz.
Yeah, it would look like
a Buzz Jesus
with arms extended.
Yes. It would look like Senor Mysterioso or Dr.
With arms extended.
Ladies and gentlemen, get a show with some people that can think, and you'll have a wonderful time because this is where we're going. This is what they do. This is what they do at toy companies.
Brainstorming.
You know,
you could sell a dashboard statue. If you actually got a statue of Jesus,
right?
And, if you could just find a little fatter Jesus, you could say it was me.
You know,
because I've got
true.
Beard
true.
And
it would have
hair.
To be. It would have to be that size.
Yeah, that's about the size.
How much do you think those cost to run off?
I think
know.
The mold is the most expensive thing.
Right.
From
you know who could build
standpoint.
It? Is Ginzy could
no,
build
we could
it.
Talk to him.
Ginsberg
well,
could build
we could
the
figure
mold.
Out how to get the plastic
really?
Mold made.
Absolutely.
That's the most expensive part.
That's the expensive
and then
part.
It's all custom
forever.
Stuff. He's
right.
got literally a three-dimensional printer.
Yeah.
I've seen it in his store.
And he should be wearing that outfit.
I agree.
The khaki shorts with the
sandals and the golf
shirt that says "I've never played a round of tennis."
I don't know if we could do that. In the long run, but something we could definitely do because it's not a bobblehead, which is fun, and those things are just
they're ridiculously expensive.
How about a chia mic?
Something that's plastic.
A chia mic.
Yeah, you've got facial hair. And
Those are expensive to make too, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, I suppose they are.
I like the dashboard statue. I thought we were going to do this for like 25 minutes. I like the dashboard statue.
Good. I like
just
it.
So much shtick involved.
It's a lot of shtick, but you know,
what saint is that? That's Buzz Burbank.
You know, but it would have to have.
This is the patron saint of Don't Tell Your Wife.
It would have to have enough facial detail that you really could tell it was Buzz.
Well,
would have
you
to
know
have
what?
Those little glasses, those big dimples right here.
Less detail since he's had his surgery. Just a handsome face and some glasses.
What an a-hole!
Yes,
what an a-hole!
Rob,
I love it.
Rob Spiewak wig.
The Rob Spiewak long hair.
A Rob Spiewak wig would be fun too. I would enjoy that.
I like that.
Or how about it comes with a wig and a beard and it's the Rob Spiewak costume.
Mark,
kit.
Do you ever research like the kind of stuff that sells sells big?
What's sold? What, you know what? We know what's sold. What hasn't sold?
As far as our stuff,
yes.
The original hats.
Those crappy hats we had.
The original hats, but then they were selling when we started signing them.
That's true.
People like them for collectors. Right. And the hoodies were so-so.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else sold very well.
The mouse pads, the cups.
Mouse pads sell. Yep, okay. Absolutely.
I have thought seriously about endorsing my own Honeycrisp apples.
Wait, you could if you bought an orchard.
Well, no, couldn't I go to an apple factory?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hook up with an orchard, yeah.
I mean, I could hook up with an orchard and have my own line of Honeycrisp apples.
I'll tell you, you know what?
I just thought of that right now.
What I'd like to put on our website, because I've been looking for one, is a good, reusable water bottle. I can't find
a water bottle
I like.
But didn't we have water bottles?
No, we had cups. We had thermal cups. I want the kind that you like flip up the top. It has a straw.
I'd love a big one.
Yeah.
Like where water bottles are good.
I see people use, I just don't have, maybe don't have the attention span to use one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I don't want, I mean, I like water, but I just feel like it gets dirty. Who washes it?
I bought this bottle of Aquafina about 4 weeks ago, and I just used the bottle over and over and over again.
Yeah,
but
it's
got to
be that the bottle that doesn't have those chemicals in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. And it's
got to be the specialty one.
And it has to be guaranteed to fit in your cup holder in your car.
Have you thought of anything, Buzz, as far as something that might be special to you or besides your own statue to go on a dashboard?
Genital jewelry is the only thing that comes to mind.
Like a stud. Now, what's the difference? Isn't it really, you can call it genital jewelry, but isn't it really the same stuff you would like, say, put through an ear or a nose? You just happen to put it down there?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sometimes it is.
RJ Diaz personal lubricant.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I seriously, I would like to explore the apples. And I would like to explore the dashboard statue.
And
I bet we get some good ideas from the listeners as well. They have a better idea of what they need and want, and maybe they can give us some clues.
And, you know, I think really, when thinking of Five Below, this is not stuff that's really a necessity.
No. Right.
I think this has got to be something that's fun. I like the idea of the novelty.
Yeah.
You know, yes, RJ Diaz.
Thank you, Rob. The TMOS dildo came from the chat room today.
Really? TMOS dildo.
See, I told you the listeners would come through.
They are sick people. Jabari Brown scented candle.
Everyone with the good scent of Jabari.
Now I'm buying.
What would be a Zoolander novelty? What would be a Zoolander
It could be actually like a wedding ring, but that's a Zoolander hula hoop that he can
a series of
skinny though.
Eric Zoolander belts.
Yes.
Yeah. Mouth guard.
Perfect.
Oh no.
Spit cup.
How
about an Eric Zoolander bib?
Is he alive? I haven't seen him since Los Angeles.
He's good. He's doing well. He was at North Carolina this past
weekend. Wasn't he paneling on This Week in America last week?
Via phone, yes.
Before we go to break, Skype. A valid question. It might have come from my wife, but a question I forgot to ask you. How much total time did you spend with Zoolander that you actually remembered in Los Angeles?
I spent a Friday... You know what? I would say a good 8 hours.
Really?
We probably spent 36 hours total together.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know you spent
hung out
with him.
From Friday to the end of the day Saturday. And I blacked out around, let's say, 11 p.m. on Friday night.
He says it so flippantly.
And then I started the day off. I said,
That blackout's a big Dr. Drew question.
Yeah.
That's the question. Have you ever blacked out?
Yeah,
blackout
constantly. And then he came to the pool with his friend at 9 a.m. So it was 9 a.m.
Female
close.
Or male friend?
Female.
Cute.
She was cute. The Anne Hathaway chick.
That's right. I remember that.
But he dropped the ball because he was flirting with all the other girls that were there.
So you actually did spend some significant amount of time with him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good.
I would take him anywhere.
I think we should give away, not give away, we should sell Eric Zoolander's snark cream.
Oh, it'd be great. Snarkier than ever before.
Rub it into your palms and be snarky.
I remember at one time he comes over and he's hammered and he says, Oscar. Oh, he does. Oscar. I'll make sure that nobody goes in your hotel room anymore. And I said, what'd you just say? He said, stop making fun of me. I'm telling you that I got this under control.
Super. Thank you, Eric. All right, well, that's it. Send us your ideas on Facebook.
That's
Let
brilliant.
Us know. And I think in the next couple of weeks, we'll announce what we're going to be doing.
Sounds good, yeah.
Because the bottom line is we struggle. We struggle every day on
Struggling.
This show. And we need to sell you things so we don't struggle so much. We'll be right back.
Brass Monkey.
Your selections of songs recently have
strange,
been
strange, odd,
different,
quirky.
Like to keep up,
very, very different.
Like to keep people guessing.
There you go.
The reason I chose this, it was next to Brazil. Brass Monkey, Brazil.
Welcome back to Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Netflix. It's not just movies. Episodes of your favorite TV shows are available now on Netflix. Watch them on game consoles, computers, and all things Apple, or even on a TV. Apple. Now for just $7.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. Before we get to the Audio Vault, the one thing I wanted to ask you guys about, I got no phone line.
What? What do you mean?
You called RJ. I still don't have it.
Your house hard line is down?
The hard line is down. I called.
At least
I tested
the static
it.
Has stopped.
I tested it on the computer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're right. There was static.
There was.
You know, when what day was the car hit? Was that Tuesday?
Yeah.
I had to call my insurance agent, and it sounded horrible.
So I checked, and they said, make sure that one of the lines, the phone jacks is not plugged. I saw my fax machine was plugged in.
Right.
For a long time. I don't know how long. Then I unplugged it, and now it says the line is busy when you call it, and line in use. When I'm looking at my phone. RJ, what?
Let me try to call now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where in your house, is there a central point where the phone line comes in and all the other phone lines?
For my regular wireless phones right out there in the kitchen.
Okay.
And I've tried it. I've got a jack there that's got three different jacks to go in.
And none of those.
And none of them seem to be working. Very, very
frustrating. I suspect squirrels.
But would it get that if it was down?
Listen.
Well, now it probably went to voicemail.
Was that Carla, or was that
No, that's the automated
No, it's just line in use, and I have no idea what to do, and I don't want to call and have a service call.
Now, are you certain that all your phones are not like they're all hung up?
Well, I might have I'm such an idiot. I might have a
I bet by the end of the show somebody could figure this out.
But it's just strange, and it says, "Well, RJ, go get one of the phones from the kitchen, okay?
Please."
Thank you.
I had.
What are you looking at me like that for?
He was.
Do you see the look he gave me?
He's doing theater. He's doing theater on the radio without a microphone. My parents' line was down for a week and a half.
Really?
Yes.
See, when Rob says it was scratchy though on the line,
it was really bad. Like you might have an issue within, and you know what? You should have a service call because you've been battling static. You told me for months.
Yeah.
Why? What do
you? Have
you
seen
for?
The phone line that comes into our house?
I can only
you guys
can
have
imagine.
Seen it. Yeah. I got
is it
here's
the one that comes over the.
The deck.
Yeah. 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 Right over the over barbecue. The grill there.
Absolutely.
All right. So here's what it says here. No line.
No line.
Yeah. No
that's
line.
Not good.
Well, what do you mean that's not
well,
good?
Well, it means you have no line.
You
means,
thank you,
get
Buzz.
Very little hope.
You should probably get an internet, an ISP phone now. Like a Vonage or I'm
no,
sure
no,
a cable
you,
company
Mike
offers something.
Mike is like me. You got to have one hard line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought I had it for a second.
Yeah, no.
No line.
Try
God
it again.
Damn it. No, it doesn't work. Thank you. Let's do this. Let's open up
the phone. Let's do that.
Thank you, snarky.
Do you care about Derek Jeter and the 3,000th hit?
I'd like to hear it.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
It is.
Because it was a home run.
And I love when a good announcer goes all the way.
Far be it for me to ever say anything positive about a Yankee.
All right.
This is Derek Jeter. This is what Derek Jeter has done for Yankee fans for his entire career. You know, a lot of guys get a base hit for their 3,000th hit. What does Jeter do for the fans in New York?
Mm-hmm.
He jacks it. He gets a home run. I mean, this is just terrific.
And I always love to play this. Here's the late Bob Shepard when he introduced Derek Jeter. I know you love the voice.
No.
At shortstop.
Shortstop.
Number two.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter. Number two.
Great. So what did they do that where they recorded him? And
yeah, I don't think they use it all the time, but
right.
I think for like really important games, they bring out the
okay.
tape. I think that's very awesome. Good. All right, here's the call from the Yes Network. That's their cable,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, that's their
3-2. That one's drilled deep to left field. Going back, Joyce, looking up. See ya! 3,000! History with an exclamation point! Oh, what a way to join the 3,000 hit club! Derek Jeter has done it in grand style. And Derek, the first Yankee ever in the glorious history of the franchise, and he does it with a home run.
The statistic awesome. That blows me out of the water the first time I heard it, the first Yankee.
No Yankees ever done it.
Ever.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
To get 3,000 hits. And, you know, that guy is just, I have nothing but admiration for my enemy, Derek Jeter, who just, there was one game, you know, I think before the Red Sox even won a World Series, where Jeter was on a dead run and ran into the stands and came out with his nose all bloody and he got the ball.
Yeah.
And I just went, oh, man, Derek Jeter is the player. Man. He really is.
This, I think, is the better of the two calls. This is from WCBS.
And there's the chant, which you can hear in the background. Derek Jeter. Here comes the 3-2 from Price. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. He's homered. Derek Jeter.
All right, kids, a young broadcaster. Okay. Really, that's the TV call, correct?
Yeah, yes.
And then, so, I mean, he even called it with because he knew it was the moment, and so he didn't do that quiet thing because he knew
right.
this was going to happen. This is textbook play-by-play in baseball. Listen, kids, this is the way it's done.
I'm going to take it from the top.
This is
fabulous. And there's the chant, which you can hear in the background. Derek Jeter.
Take it piece by piece. Sets the scene, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Giving the chant, because you probably can't hear that on TV. He's a smart broadcaster, wants you
right.
to know.
Right.
But he's going to stop in time for the pitcher to throw the pitch.
Here comes the 3-2 from Price. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That ball is high. Perfect. It is far. It is gone. He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000. Derek Jeter has achieved another milestone in his Hall of Fame career. 15 playoff appearances, 12 All-Star games, 5 World Championships, and now the first Yankee to amass 3,000 hits. The captain, Derek Jeter.
That is the way it's done.
And to think they almost let him go.
You know, they did.
And
the thing, what's funny is when I'm a kind of a connoisseur of play-by-play, my old man got me into Red Barber back in the day,
right.
had me listen to old tapes of Red Barber, who was the gold standard.
Sure.
And what it is, you have these guys, you hear a lot of the guys that just go, and they just go into a total panic mode.
Can't.
And then you get the good ones that just, he's excited, but he's completely in control of his emotions because he's just calling the game the way it should be called.
As a pro.
Good audio. Now,
and then you got Charlie Slow. For the Nationals. The worst I've ever heard.
Will you favor us with a taste?
Sure. There's a long drive. Goodbye.
What's your name?
Charlie Slow.
Charlie Slows might want to take a page out of the book of Don Orsillo and Jerry Remy. Do you know them?
Well, they're, in my opinion, it's, talking about baseball broadcasting, this is the best tandem in baseball. And it's not because they're the Red Sox announcers. I just think they are so low key.
Well, what's great about them is they know when to have a good time.
Is this when they start cracking up?
On the fan cam, they had had a couple in the audience that, you know, it was like the kiss cam, but what the guy did is reached over and grabbed her breast.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
So that's on TV, and this is them reacting to it.
Part of the reason I love this duo, Jerry Remy's had some horrible health problems over the last couple of years, a lung cancer scare and everything else, and he's been in and out. And when they're together, you get the big, thick Boston accent from Jerry Remy, and then you get the standard play-by-play guy with Don Orsillo. They love each other.
They do.
And it comes across that they get along so very well, and they crack each other up. They're not particularly shtick-laden.
Right.
But Remy is this dry New England guy. And just listen to this when they crack up. It's funny.
There's a couple of happy couples there, aren't they? Enjoying a summer night at Fenway Park.
Whoops.
Nick Markakis.
Take strike one.
Late swing, fouled off.
I think it's time to get down to Heidi.
This used to be a family show.
That is good stuff.
Love that.
I don't, are you sure it was Orsillo and Remy? Because it sounded
it
okay.
Was. All right, do you remember Debbie, Mike?
Debbie
likes cats.
Hello, my name is Debbie.
Remember?
It was the lady that started crying.
My first attempt. Oops.
Online dating.
At a
baby talker.
eHarmony video.
This is a grown woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they've turned it into, of course they did. I was surprised it took this one. They turned it into a dance record, but this is actually very catchy.
Hello, my name is Debbie.
That's the original.
I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just want to hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat.
Harmony.
Can't hug every cat.
Nicely done.
So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm being about cats again. I really love cats.
Nice. It's actually very catchy.
It is. The harmony works.
Now, Mike, I'm very sad that everyone will love that song, but Betty Ford will never hear it.
Rob, too soon.
Is it?
That's terrible.
Barbara Walters busted out a great clip where she says that when she interviewed Jerry and Betty in the White House, I think in 76,
mm-hmm. yes.
that Betty was visibly drunk.
Oh, my.
And she has a small clip of her talking, and there is some slurring.
So
here's Betty Ford.
I thought that for a long time before that even went public. I thought there's something wrong with Betty Ford.
Pre-clinic Betty Ford.
We did the interview with Betty Ford and Jerry Ford in the White House. And when we did the interview, she was obviously intoxicated.
Wow.
This is the most personal room in the White House, isn't it?
Yes. Barbara, I fixed this room for him. I brought things from home.
She did a lot of good, though.
She did.
Afterwards,
she did. Hey, the Betty Ford Center rehab.
Right, exactly. Very brave woman.
Helped
Mike.
A lot of people.
I wish I heard that.
Why are you smirking?
Safe home, Betty
safe
Ford.
Safe trip. Yes.
That's right.
Very good.
You know what's great is when Chinese people
could be anybody in this room.
It was an awkward silence.
Chinese people put stuff on the internet. This is nothing new. This is nothing groundbreaking. This is on our Mike O'Mara YouTube page. A young Chinese lady puts Mentos into a Diet Coke bottle to make it squirt.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't
explodes,
know.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know science. What the word, the Asian word nookie means, but she keeps saying it.
Okay.
So here's the experiment. We've all seen it happen, but her reaction is quite engaging.
It is.
Squirt.
Very exciting.
She wants to get laid.
Yes.
Thank you.
I got one more for you if you want.
All
right. One more.
I'll save the stuff of the world's oldest recording has been discovered, and I'll save that for you. But we will close with what is known on the internet as the bootleg firework video. This is probably the best video I've seen from this 4th of July because of the emotion this guy goes through. He's videotaping.
Let's listen.
It goes horribly wrong.
Oh, dear.
Then he realizes things are okay and he gets happy again, but then the bush behind him catches on fire and he's scared again. This is really like watching Titanic in 40 seconds here. Here's the bootleg firework tape.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was awesome. That was awesome right there. God damn.
Oh, but the bush is on fire.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Get the water. Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy. Get the water. It's going down. Ah, the motherfucking bootleg fireworks. Oh, my God.
No one was injured in the making of that video.
Moses had the same reaction.
We'll be back with Buzz and the news right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's time to get Mr. Burbank in here with the news. Lots going on in the world. All happy, right, Buzz?
Oh, it couldn't be more cheerful.
Fabulous day as the
Lord
economy
Jesus!
As
Lord
we
Jesus!
As we
Lord
go
Jesus!
Down that hill to the depression.
It's going to be fine.
Yes, absolutely.
We hope.
Yeah, no
first, let me tell you, we're brought to you by friendswhostutter.org. If you stutter, you have friends, and you can meet them July 21st through the 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Washington, D.C. The National Association of Young People Who Stutter is having its 14th annual convention this month, featuring the Oscar-winning screenwriter for The King's Speech. Get empowered through networking at this amazing nonprofit event. For more information, visit friendswhostutter.org or just click their banner on our website.
Because I bloody well stammer!
That's right. That guy will be there.
It's Colin Firth.
Love that.
I'm here all week.
There did appear to be a glimmer of hope on Friday that despite all the bad news about the economy, we could head off disaster by raising the debt limit and cutting spending. The president had made an offer, if you'll recall.
It was Mike's idea.
Thank you.
Many thought, and maybe you remember me saying this, it seemed like an offer the Republicans simply couldn't refuse.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Namely, that offer was making twice as many budget cuts as the Republicans had demanded in exchange for cutting $1 billion worth of tax breaks for the rich, mostly oil companies. Even Republican leader John Boehner thought it would fly, but it didn't. His fellow Republicans thought the deal.
All right, are you
yeah,
okay
I just had
there?
To stop and swallow. I was
you
very
want,
excited.
You want a lozenge?
No, I just had a lot of saliva okay. there.
Can we get an expectorant?
Swallow it.
Okay.
His fellow Republicans thought the deal smelled too much like tax increases, so they turned it down flat. Rank-and-file Republicans are insisting that the owners of corporate jets get to keep their tax loopholes. They insist that taking away such privileges from the rich would hurt jobs. Democrats say nothing will hurt jobs as much as defaulting on our loans, which we will do in just 3 weeks if Democrats and Republicans don't work out a solution.
And they're saying this could cause some sort of cataclysmic world economic crisis.
It's too risky. The risk is too great that if we default on these loans, our credit will tank and the economy, if you think it's bad already, will be unbelievably bad. Unbelievably bad.
Wow, incredible.
And we're hearing that. We've heard that from Republican economists as well.
You better get some yearly contracts
there. You know, this happens every time Betty Ford dies.
I know. It's horrible.
All the time.
Horrible.
Now, this same battle is underway on a smaller scale in a number of states.
Thank
especially
you, Barbara.
In the upper
this
Midwest.
This is probably the most personal room in the White House.
This is great. Jerry stumbled down those very stairs.
I love you. I love you. Watch you in 2020.
We would so trade for those problems now. Right. Minnesota state government is closed today for the 12th straight day as the two parties dig in their heels there. There's talk this battle could go through January.
Do you know, what it is?
What?
This is exactly what it is. We are less evolved and less mature than we used to be, believe it or not.
I think so.
So now little kids.
Look what we do for a living.
Little three-year-olds. Little three-year-olds are going to fight over a ball. Okay, they're both going to put their hands on it. They're not going to let go until an adult steps in.
Right.
And then, you know, you actually get a little older, and sometimes you let the kid have the ball. Mm-hmm. Now we're back to when everybody's digging their heels. They think it's, compromise is impossible.
Right.
Yeah. Sucks.
Who do we need to be our grown-up?
We need somebody besides the President of the United States.
I know who you think would work.
Who's that?
Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg.
If Whoopi Goldberg went in and settled, I think she could.
Yeah. Whoopi for president.
Yes.
Now, if that Minnesota battle does continue into January, it means bars and restaurants there won't be able to get liquor licenses. Educators won't be able to get teaching licenses. And in Wisconsin, a half dozen Republican lawmakers are facing recall elections tomorrow for their union busting at an additional cost of the taxpayers of nearly $500,000 to have these elections.
Go Bears.
We may save a little money on the federal level by not sending military aid to Pakistan. The White House has suspended $800 million in military aid to that ally now that it's proven to be unreliable in the fight against terrorism. Pakistan may have given refuge to Osama bin Laden, among other things, but remains an important ally as a route for getting supplies to our soldiers in Afghanistan.
Sticky, sticky wicket right
there. Absolutely.
Very difficult.
Now, far be it from me to say anything bad about CBS, but the network now admits that it used fake footage of fireworks in its coverage of Boston's 4th of July fireworks show.
That is as sleazy. That is as sleazy
that
as
is
it gets.
Scummy.
My family watched those fireworks.
Hi, this is Moonves.
I get the fake ones.
They're cheaper.
It'll look better. You know how long it takes to stage that shot?
Yes.
Why do I sound like Michael Eisner?
I don't know. I think I started the ball rolling badly on that.
Hi, I'm Leslie Moonves.
Hi, Les.
Joan.
The producer of the coverage defends the practice, saying it's no different than filming Boston legally.
Not Joan. I'm sorry. I meant Julie.
Oh, Julie Chen.
Yes.
Julie Chen.
Well, I think her given name is Joan Chen.
Can I tell you what I think of her?
Yes. Sure.
Spectacular.
I saw her at the Costco the other day.
Oh, really?
She was sampling tortellini.
Yes.
Hello, Leslie. It's good to see you. Yummy, yummy.
Julie is spectacular.
Hello, it's about to Big Brother.
Thank you, Sonny.
The producer of the coverage defends the practice, saying it's no different than filming Boston Legal in Los Angeles.
I actually have tape.
No, that is so wrong.
I have tape of CBS's fireworks presentation.
Okay. Oh, really?
Oh, s***. Jesus.
All fake.
That's Scott Pelley.
Jesus.
The robotic Scott Pelley.
All right.
The Mile High City is finding a new purpose behind its nickname. It has just become the first city to employ a full-time marijuana critic. Using an obvious pen name, William Breathes. William Breathes will review weed and its dispensaries for a weekly newspaper in Denver called Westward.
Try that on for size, Arch.
With 300... you think his ads are funny now. With 300 dispensaries inside Denver's city limits, Denver now has more medical marijuana shops than it has Starbucks.
I think this cannabis is going to have a good run.
There are nice now hat. 100,000 medical marijuana cardholders in the state of Colorado.
It's the decline and fall of the Roman Empire right there.
And finally...
I just say that for Buzz's better.
I agree.
I really don't even believe it. I just say it.
He paused.
I used to get a rise out of him. He doesn't. He hears it and it just goes in one
The passion is gone.
Yeah, it's not really there.
Finally, only from the home office in Florida could come a story about police officers strip searching strippers in a strip club. The cops raided Biggins in Daytona Beach Shores 20 years ago.
Great place. That's a
great name. Where is it located?
Daytona Beach Shores.
Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Biggins.
And this led to a lawsuit, the strip search. The cops were supposedly looking for drugs, but the raid led to 20 male officers watching other male officers strip search four dancers and two female bartenders, while none of the male employees or patrons were strip searched.
This ain't the best day I've ever had at Biggins.
And by the way, no drugs were found. Mm-hmm. The women sued because strip searches are supposed to be same sex. The city finally settled out of court for $200,000.
Wow. And they paid them in ones.
In Quebec, Canada, meanwhile, a small plane pilot in Quebec is being investigated after landing his plane at a strip club called Le Rendezvous.
Le Rendezvous.
The government wants to know if the pilot drank while he was at the club or whether he was just looking for a nice landing strip.
Ah!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I should have seen that coming. I didn't see it coming.
That was quite a surprise indeed.
Our show today was brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. Got unsightly tree stumps in ye yard. DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for ye. Mm-hmm. To make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots, see it in action with their free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com or just click the DR ad on our website. It's really a fabulous product, and we would like you to buy 10 of them.
Please.
Thank you very much. That's it. We got to get out of here. From Mark Ronick, who's meeting with Steve Goldstein. Buzz Burbank, RJ Diaz, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Michael O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's all of us.